From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. I'm in a motel room in Devonport, waiting on the resurrection. And this is new music from Peter Himmelman. Waiting for this hard luck story of mine to end. His new CD is The Mystery and the Hum. Peter Himmelman has been in music for decades, writing rock and roll, music for kids, scoring TV and movies. He's been nominated for Grammy and Emmy Awards. But if you don't recognize him, you're not alone. Himmelman's career has cruised steadily below the radar. Peter Himmelman says he always put his wife and four kids ahead of fame.
You know, maybe I'd have sold a few more records and 100,000 more, and you know, we could be divorced and living in Marina Del Rey with shag carpet. And instead of pictures of the kids, I could have some pictures of myself with rock stars and some gold record on the wall. But I think it's better this way. And I haven't given up. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I still, you know, I'm just doing it in a different order.
You explore a lot of different styles on this album, and it was interesting to hear all the different influences and the different directions you reached. Let me play a little bit from the second track, Change My Channel.
Nothing satisfies and nothing entertains. I've been wasting too much time staring out my window.
I hear a little bit of Elvis Costello in there, I have to say. Is that somebody who's influenced you?
Yeah, I mean, he was an influence on me when I was a kid. I mean, he's a few years older than me, but when I first heard him in 1978, I'm like, well, this guy is great. It sounds like 50s music. The guitars weren't too distorted. It wasn't like Journey or Boston. I really resonated with that.
I'd like to speed up time.
But I think what he and I probably were both going for was more of a soul sound in some way, too. If you saw me, you wouldn't think of myself as that, but everybody has a picture of themselves inside, sort of channeling maybe Marvin Gaye or some sort of soul, Curtis Mayfield or something. My influences are so diverse. Steve Goodman, Taj Mahal, certainly the Beatles. Just different colors, and I really embrace them all.
Is it all that time at home with the kids that led you to want to write children's music?
Well, that put me in the mood to write, and I don't want to dispel anyone's notion about how artists work, but the thing that really made it happen is somebody came with the two things that make music manifest most, a check and a deadline. And just like in your work or in anyone's work.
And thus a genius is born, yep.
Really, it does summon up all your best gifts.
Imagination, yes. It gives me through a dull day. Imagination, yes. I wouldn't have it any other way. Imagination, yes. Now tell me, do you want to play? Do you want to play?
What really got it started was a woman in Minnesota called me and said, you know, I love your stuff. Do you think you could do a kid's record? Here's a check and I need it by such and such a date. And an award-winning children's record thus was born. Certainly my experiences with my kids have helped. It was a little difficult for me to write for children at first.
How come?
I just didn't know the simple thing that I do now know, which is everything's exactly the same, but you're writing about things that are within the context of a child's experience.
Tell me, do you want to play? Do you want to play? Do you want to play the drums? Listen to this.
It's catchy. Peter Himmelman, one other interesting thing worth noting in your background is you're an observant Jew. I read, is this true, that you turned down The Tonight Show because the appearance they were offering you conflicted with your worship schedule?
Yeah, there was, I think it was still when Johnny Carson was on. It was Sukkot, I believe, and a festival holiday in the fall. And I couldn't do it. I think that helps to have time that cannot be purchased, to know that I have things, values, that just, they simply can't be purchased. And understand when I said that I wanted to be a rock star, that's number two. So I wasn't going to go on The Tonight Show, and I waited a year or two, and I was on it on another day that I could perform. All worked out well.
It must be tough, though, I mean, for your agent, for example, to be touting this musician who he can't book to play on Friday nights.
Yeah, you'll have to ask him. Usually, they look at it as something that they wish they could do, particularly now in this age of encroaching, ever-encroaching technology, where you're never away from the bit in harness of your iPhone or something. These are days, if you follow the Jewish observance, that you're completely off the grid, not being able to be reached or tampered, your mind tampered by the media, particularly things that are trying to sell you something, trying to influence your thinking to make money. I don't know what it is, but I imagine that the accumulation of 23 years that I've been doing this, of taking myself off the grid for 65 days each year, it must mean something.
Hmm. Now, all that said, you have reached out in all kinds of directions in your career. What do you think that's maybe a side benefit of having limited your tour schedule, that you have time to reach out and explore all these different avenues?
Yeah, I guess I do. I mean, if I were playing to giant crowds and generating all sorts of income from playing on stage, I probably wouldn't even come to mind to do these things. You know, where there are spaces in my time, I fill them. The expression, yeah, I have some time to kill, there's something about that just viscerally disturbs me. Perhaps because my father died very young and my sister died in a car crash, I just had this need to utilize every second.
Peter Himmelman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Peter Himmelman talking about writing for kids and about his new album for grown-ups. It's called The Mystery and the Hum.
They're telegraphing signals in zeros and in ones. We could go on forever if we only...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.